Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Though the flight attendant accused of bringing HIV to the U.S. has long since died, he's being vindicated by modern gene science.
In the 1987 book, And the Band Played On, Gaetan Dugas was said to have spread HIV to the gay bathhouses of San Francisco and Los Angeles, sparking the AIDS epidemic.
Over the years, several scientists have contested this theory, and a new study presents evidence the epidemic actually began a decade earlier in the 1970s in New York City. What researchers did was examine the blood samples stored from HIV gay and bisexual men in the late 1970s in San Francisco and New York.
Then they sequenced the HIV genomes to create a family tree that allowed scientists to see how the viruses were related and when each split occurred.
Not only did the study reveal that HIV began in New York City in 1970, the one that was brought to the U.S. genetically resembles older HIV variants from Haiti and other Caribbean countries.
Although Dugas did visit Haiti in 1977, he does not appear to be the person who started the U.S. epidemic. In fact, the virus he carried fell in the middle of the family tree, not at the beginning.
He also could not have known he infected his sexual partners because scientists didn't confirm the method of transmission until 1 year before Dugas' death. That's important since he was vilified in the press for infecting a multitude of partners.
To his credit, Dugas provided doctors the names of 72 sexual partners so they could be contacted and given the care they would have needed to perhaps delay the onset of AIDS. Once again, we can credit genome sequence technology for solving another origin mystery.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.